4 CPA Mobile.
Dave, N0TR, sitting on his stuff.
Oh, how you doing, Tom? What do you mean sitting on your stuff?
That's Duff. Delta Uniform Fox.
Oh, now I'm getting it. Okay. I'm deaf in one ear, can't hear out of the other one, so. I tell ya. Well, is it hot enough for you?
As my old buddy used to say, that I worked with just outside. In the sun, it says 99 degrees on my weather station, 48%. A wind chill of 99, I might add. And it reads a little high on the indoor temperatures, about 73. Well, people don't realize it. That's almost a 30-degree differential for their air conditioner to keep up with. But I went out to get the mail, and my observation was, it's disgusting.
I played tennis this morning from 9 until 10:30 or so. And by 10:30, I tell you, I was done. I'm glad. Well, we only had the court for an hour and a half, but nobody was coming to, you know, to claim it to play, so we could have played on. But I couldn't have gone another match. I tell you, it would have did me in.
Need to be dipped. He was probably already ringing wet. It's N0TR. Yeah, I'm sitting on my posterior, I should say, or my duff. Anyways, I just was messing around with QRZ. Now, look, Steve's QTH up. He's only 7 years younger than me, and he's only 7.4 miles from us. By the long path, it would be 24,849 miles.
Are you talking about KN4VWA?
Yeah, if you go around the world and come back, it's 24,849 miles. But in reality, he's only 7.8 from here. And I didn't realize he was that close. He said Inman, and I thought, geez, that's quite a ways. And I got another friend up there, and I can't remember his call sign now. He comes on the radio now and then. I enjoy talking to him. He lives up there in Inman, out in the Tules. Oh, we just been home for a short time. I went to an eye appointment this morning at Clem's and I. My eyes checked all good. Pressures were good, and yada, yada, yada. 6 month appointment. And yesterday I had a doctor's appointment at an ENT, and my ears checked okay. And he was amazed that he could see from one ear clear through to the other, but I told him the wife said that all along. But at any rate, we went to Costco's and Bed Bath & Beyond in Spartanburg, and really there wasn't a lot of people there. And we just got home and had a cup of coffee and a couple of homemade oatmeal cookies, Dave. Over.
KN4V who what?
I was telling him I just looked up your call sign on QRZ and you're just 7.8 miles from us.
You talking in there?
Yeah.
Got a crow fly. You know, it's pretty close.
Hello, Steve. Hey, Steve, again. And, so, gosh, I done forgot what we were talking about when Steve jumped in there. But I tell you, I sure am enjoying this new radio. And my cable came in just a few minutes ago, and so I'm going. I've been at an interview, but when I get home, I'm gonna see if I can download the software and get this thing programmed.
Question for you. That number you give me ending in 1632, I want to make sure that's not your business number. Is that QSL?
QSL. 1632 is personal.
Okay. I was just looking up data here, and I wanted to put it in my phone so that I don't think it's what my kids call a butt call or something, those calls from everybody you don't want to hear. So if I put it in there, it'll come up with your name on it. And, hey, I had another question. If you'd want to send Phil some flowers for his wife or that, I'd be glad to kick in on that.
Well, that sounds real good. We just might do that. And, look, I found out some additional information, so I will call you on a landline or on your cell phone here in just a little while and fill you in. I don't want to put it over the air.
Yeah, I'd like to get that phone call, too.
I'll give you the call, Dave. Now, listen, did I tell you, Dave, we are definitely going on Wednesday at about 1:30 down to Simpsonville. Bang, 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 bang.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
Indoor with hair conditioning.
Well, I guess I better get busy on that M1 then.
No, it's pretty much an indoor handgun.
Rifle.
I don't know. They may let you shoot it, since that's a smaller, it's not a high powered. So they may let you take it in there. But we're going to go do the long guns here in about another 2 weeks.
That's a high powered rifle, Steve.
30 carbine?
You betcha. About the same as a 30-30, am I right, Dave?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the muzzle velocity is, but it's a fairly small round, but evidently it can inflict a good bit of damage.
What would you rather go into battle with, Tom? A 30 carbine or a M1 Garand?
Depends on how far you got to carry it and the ranges you are shooting at, Steve. I think you'll find the ballistics real close to 30-30. The M1 carbine replaced the 45 Colt. The reason behind that is a lot of guys, particularly cops, they can't shoot pistols good, and it was big for their hands. And so they replaced it with the M1 carbine. It's great for close-in warfare and, out 150 yards, we'll say. But the same applied when they come up with the M16. It was a smaller round. You could carry more, easier to shoot, better for the personnel. But that's what the M1 replaced. And the M1 Garand's 30-06, much heavier, much harder to carry, one of the finest weapons in the world, I might add.
30-06 is considered a high-powered weapon. 30 carbine is small arm, sidearm.
Well, I tend to disagree with you. Let the radio go silent here for just 1 second. Just everybody hold off for a second. We'll see what she says. It's a 7.62x33. And, let's see. Oh, I was looking for the muzzle velocity on it here. And, let's see, bullet diameter is 308. Case capacity, rifling pressure. Pressure is 38,500. 1,990 foot per second, Steve. with a 110 grain bullet. So I wouldn't call that a sidearm.
KB4CBA, boy, that's fast.
A 30-06 is 2,700 feet per second with a 185 grain bullet. And believe me, anything past 100 yards, you're wasting your time with that carbine if you're in a real situation. Carbine's great for in urban warfare, in tight, but, you know, not if I'm out in the field.
No, I wouldn't disagree with that a bit. It's just 967 foot-pounds, which is not a whole lot more than a 357 Magnum. But if you look at your velocities on your 30-06, you won't run a 180 grain bullet that fast. It will run a 150 grain bullet, or, well, military use 169 or 172 grain bullet. And without having the book right in front of me, I wouldn't argue with you, but I'd say it was around 2,300.
I can look at my horny manual, but I believe military load is running out the end of the barrel at about 2,400 with a 180.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. You know, powders, we was discussing them the other day, and powders burn at different rates in different cartridges, Steve. I forgot to mention that. Even though it's the same powder, the rate of burn is different in different cartridges, so pressures can be really much different. But I would still consider that a high-powered rifle whenever it's running 1,990 foot per second. You'd find it hard to tell me any pistol or sidearm in the world other than something very, very, very special hybrid that runs even near that. A 44 Magnum's only about 1,600, as I remember, with a 240 grain bullet. But at any rate, it's a nice rifle. My neighbor had it, and he had several cases of ammunition in case we had a pandemic, I guess you'd say. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was digging around looking for something in my father-in-law's building. It was his rifle, and I found the metal ammo boxes that military and they had the M1 clips in them, and they were all loaded and ready to go. I don't know how many rounds I found, but I bought some because I'm not sure I want to even attempt to fire those.
I own four of those carbines, and I reload for each one. And like I said, after 100 yards, I sure wouldn't want to be going up against anybody.
I think you're right on, Steve. They're all about like the old 300 Savage, but yeah, I'd agree with you on that. The 06 is a much better carbine, like the M1A1, or the 308 is a great cartridge. I was looking for the 30-06 here, and Bernice brought me the... I shot a 338 Magnum one time, Steve. Wow, that sucker'd leave your teeth in the back of your mouth. That's another great cartridge out there, but for elk or something like that, you know. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm in the house. I'm switching to the Kenwood in case you notice any difference in the signal. But anyway, yeah, the one thing I like about the M1 is in CQB, it's really handy because, you know, if you're maneuvering through corners and through doors and different things. You know, that short barrel, it makes it handy. And like you say, it's not real heavy, so. But anyway, I mean, if I'm on a long range rifle, I'd get a 50 caliber. I'd love to have a 50.
That 338 you shot, was that a 338 Lapua?
No, sir, that wasn't even invented at the time, Steve. Those are fantastic. They'll shoot, oh, some of them guys made shots of like a mile and a half with them. It's incredible that, I think it was a Canadian guy that made that shot. But they're showing, Steve, you're right, on the 30-06, faster than what I thought with that big bullet. I know they'd shoot that fast, but I didn't think that they would. I stand corrected. The velocity in the book here, the highest ones are about 2900 with a 165 to 168 grain bullet. Let's see, the 178 to 180, let's see what that says. It says, up in the area you was talking about, 2700. So it's been a while since I loaded any 06s, probably 20 years. Times, they do change. But I know I pulled the bullets from militaries, and they shot 172 grain full metal jacket boat tail. But I never did know the velocities on them. But Dave, the only thing I can see about that, those cartridges that you got, they may be mercury primers in them. And you want to be sure and clean that barrel real well if you do use those things. This is Gerald T.R.
I'm going to go through the rifle and clean, make sure it's good and clean and oiled up and everything. So, Steve, let me know when you're going to... go where I can see that rifle, because that's what I'm really interested in.
That's going to be in about probably a week after next Wednesday.
That sounds good. Well, listen, I got some stuff to do, so I'm going to jump out of here and y'all carry on and enjoy this hot weather. I just think a few months we'll be complaining about being cold, so say it, I be. 73 is gentlemen, N0TRWN4. What's your call, Steve? WN4, VWA. Kate, this is KB4CBA.
For VWA. Take it easy, Dave, and I'll let you know when we go do the long gun. And Tom, if you want to go with us, come on and go, man. Just set you up over Pauline. Bernice is in the background here. Well, I don't even know where it's at Simpsonville, but I'm not a big fan of indoor ranges, Steve. I'd rather shoot outside. But it's so blooming hot, I don't blame you one bit. Not at all. And I didn't know that off the top of my hat, and I'm not real familiar with that M1 carbine. I didn't know that they shot that small a bullet. But they're a little slower than the 30-30. But I got to start brushing up here. The popular one now is that 300 Blackout. I shot one of those with a silencer on it here a while back. It still kicks too much for this old man, Steve. I just can't take the recoil. But what do you shoot down there, 22s or large bores?
The long gun range?
Oh, no. I meant where you're going to Simpsonville.
Oh, you can shoot any handgun as long as it's short of a, well, I don't know of any 50 BMGs, but you can shoot up to a 50 Action Express down there. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think you can shoot some, you know, like the carbine, I think you can shoot it down there. And pretty much anything you can hold in your hand, in one hand, you can shoot down there.
may be correct on them not considering that a high power. I consider it a high power rifle, and it looks like a high powered rifle. But it replaced the 45 caliber sidearm, so it was back in 1940. The U.S. Ordnance Department adopted it. So maybe that's true. I don't know. But to me, it's a rifle. It's not highly accurate. It's not a highly deadly round. It's just a defense weapon, you might say. In the book here, it says that a hunting round should be limited to plinking and small game. I didn't know that. But I know you've seen a lot of them in the old war pictures and that guys were carrying as their primary arm.
Yes, you are exactly right. Well, listen, I got to jump out of here. I got to go back inside my better building where it's a little cooler, where I have a heat stroke, brother. So I'll say this for you. You and Dave behave yourselves. Try to stay out of trouble. And I'll get you that information, and we'll see if we can't put something together for some flowers. How's that sound? N0TR, KN4, BWA. I'll be clear after you final.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, and you can drop by here, and I'll give you the money, or I'll write you a check and send it to you in the mail or whatever you want. Just as long as your temperature's okay. Otherwise, I'd have to shoot you. Put you out of your misery. I'm not as easy as them guys are with that infrared thermometer. If there's a red dot on you, you're in trouble. See you later, Steve. KN4VWA and 0TR.